Nathan Gillis first filed suit in 2002, claiming his constitutional rights had been violated by a guard at the Boscobel prison. His attorney, Pam McGilvery, says Gillis was subjected to a behavior modification program that included stripping him down to his underwear, forcing him to sleep on the floor and eat only Nutriloaf for 12 days. The punishment was for violating a prison rule requiring inmates to sleep with their heads facing the rear of their cells.
The purpose of the program was to inflict punishment beyond what is already the worst punishment that you can get in the state of Wisconsin, and at the discretion of that guard.
A lower court rejected Gillis's claim, but this week's ruling compares the Boscobel prison to a Soviet gulag and grants Gillis the right to present his case to a jury.
This allows the jury to look at these conditions in which an inmate is held without clothing, without personal property, without a mattress, without a blanket, without anything, and determine whether that meets our standards of decency under the Constitution.
Prison officials told the court that Gillis got the punishment because he smeared blood and feces on the window of his cell. They also claim the severe isolation measures taken against Gillis are no longer used at the prison. But McGilvery says if Gillis wins, it will send a message to other high-security prisons around the country about what the limits of severe punishment really are. Gillis was serving time for a rape committed in 1993. He has since been released and reincarcerated for violating his parole. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.